It's been dubbed the town without a toothache. However, you may know it by its other motto, a motto that denotes it has more of this kind of livestock than anywhere else in the world. We'll get to the bottom of those toothaches and these livestock on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Much of the land in Texas's panhandle was once part of the XIT Ranch. The area around Hereford, Texas, was one of the divisions of that large spread.
This area here was the Escobardo Division, and that means scrapings in Spanish. Down along the Tierra Blanca Creek is basically a highway across this for thousands of years. And the Native Americans knew, and then the Spanish knew, that if you scrape the sand at the top, you'll get water.
But an event in the 1880s led to the breakup of the large ranch and the formation of counties and seats of government, says local historian Joe Rogers.
There was a huge blizzard out here and killed all the stock and went broke. And they said, well, it's time to break this out into farms then.
Town sites petitioned to become the county seat. A new town, backed by the XIT Ranch, won that battle here, for a time at least.
They set up the first county seat about 25 miles northwest of here, and they wanted it called Granada, which is gold in Spanish, and it was already taken, so they took La Plata, which is silver.
But the railroad never went to the town of La Plata, instead choosing the route used by natives for centuries, the route along the Tierra Blanca Creek. But the new town and county seat needed a name. And eventually, that name would come from the livestock.
Down the creek, which was spring-fed at the town, 40 feet deep, artesian-fed, and deep pools of blue water. So the first thing was actually they wanted to call it Blue Water. Well, there's already one. So they said, well, what can we name it? Well, there's those cows over here. We'll just name it after the Hereford cows. Now we're Hereford.
Today, Hereford, named for those cattle that had been brought from England to the Texas Panhandle, is a city of about 15,000. Interestingly, because of the high amount of naturally occurring fluoride in the local water supply, it's also known as the town without a toothache. And all of those cattle have also given way to the motto, the beef capital of the world. Traveling the countryside in Hereford, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.